What's up? Let's see, what day is it today? It's Tuesday. On a beautiful, rainy Tuesday. It kind of sucks. But anyway. It is day, what day is it? Day 15 of National something, something, something. And I'm Adam. And I'm doing this a little bit earlier tonight because I wanted to go ahead and get it done and posted for you guys so I can lay on the couch. But what I wanted to talk about, so here lately, I've been doing a lot of thinking about, well, basically at work and here at home, a lot of things haven't gotten done. Like, I'll get to the weekend and I'll have a million things to do. I'll have laundry and I'll have vacuuming and I'll have, I mean, not just a little laundry. I mean, like 15,000 loads of laundry is what it seems like. But anyway, and at work, you know, I always at the last minute have things to do because I'm going to let everyone in on a little secret about myself. I'm a procrastinator. And one thing that was good about my previous relationship is I was in a relationship with someone who is not a procrastinator. He likes to get everything done. So, in fact, he and I were having a conversation the other day, and we were talking about getting stuff done and moving. And he was like, "So are you going to move when your lease is up?" And I said, "No, I just don't have time. You know, I need to find another place and I need to, you know, pack." And and he's like, "You know, I could have done that in like a week. I could have found a place, packed, and been ready to go in like a week." And he could have. Like when we were together for 6 years. And any time that we moved, he was the one that would find the place. All I had to do was the final walkthrough, you know, and give him my stamp of approval and say, "Yeah, I like this place." I would purchase boxes or we would find boxes somewhere. Then I would come home from work one day and he would have our entire place packed. And then, you know, and it would all be done. And then when we would move, of course, I had to do a lot of the like heavy lifting and stuff. But once we got everything in the house, then I would go to work one day and I would come home and everything would be packed. It would be or unpacked. It would be put in the proper place, even if I didn't agree with it. But I loved that because I didn't have to do anything. Like I would just, well, that's not true. I mean, I did stuff, but I didn't have to. I would have, if it was me, okay, let me just tell you something about me. I am such a procrastinator that when I go on a trip and I pack things, I will come back from the trip, and if the clothes are clean, I will wear them directly out of the suitcase because I don't like to unpack. And then, so I won't be unpacked until I have worn everything out of there and then it's been washed. Alternatively, sometimes if it's something, let's say, that is a winter item and it's gotten warmer and I'm not going to wear it, I still have a suitcase in my closet right now from the Vegas trip in September that still has a couple of articles of clothing in it that I have not unpacked. And that was, what, 2 months ago. I have another suitcase that has been on the floor since I moved here in January. And there are a couple of, no, it wasn't then. Let's see. It would have been, I took a trip in May, I think. I can't remember, but I went somewhere in May, I believe. Anyway, it's been like 5 or 6 months that I've had this suitcase in my closet. And what happens with laundry is I hate doing it so bad that I will procrastinate until I don't have anything else to wear. And I'll have like 7 or 8 loads of laundry to do. And the more I put it off, the more I don't want to do it because the more there is to do. And I don't know where I got that from because like my mom, she totally like does stuff along, like all week long, even though she works all week, when she comes home, she'll do like a load of laundry at night while she's watching TV, or she'll clean a room, or she'll vacuum a room, or whatever. And so, like, all throughout the week, she's doing stuff. And I should have learned that, but for some reason, I don't know. I mean, I just don't like doing that, I guess. But the more I wait, like, the more I don't want to do whatever it is that needs to be done, because there's more of it to do. And so, basically, I'm going to do something. I've decided that I'm going to make a list of all of the chores that need to be done around here on a consistent basis, like vacuuming, laundry, cleaning the kitchen, stuff that I hate doing. I'm going to make a list, and I'm going to put it somewhere. Maybe I'll get a bulletin board, or for now, I may just put it on the computer or put it in a Google like spreadsheet or something. But I'm going to make a list, and I'm going to do the same thing at work. And every day, these are the things that I don't want to do, right? So every day, I'm going to try to accomplish at least one thing off of that list. And I may even go as far as, okay, I'm going to put Monday and then put a load of laundry. Tuesday, vacuum the living room or whatever. And when I come home at night, I'm going to do at least one of those items so that I can check it off the list. And I'm just going to see if by breaking it up and forcing myself to do something off that list, if I can get more stuff done and not procrastinate and wait till the last minute and do 8 loads of laundry at once and, you know, all of that. I'm going to see if I can break it into manageable chunks. And I know this isn't like a new technique. I mean, I know everybody, but I'm just one of those people that there are things that I just hate doing. And I just put them off. So, and at work especially, there are some things that I just cannot stand. So every day, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this today. And then I do everything else that I can possibly think of, except for that thing that I don't want to do, right? So I'm going to try to make a list at work, and I'm going to try to get those things accomplished. And, you know, and I don't know. I mean, like working out, for instance, I do that on, I'm going to put them behind me now that I'm talking about working out. But working out, I do on a consistent basis, and I do, you know, just an hour a day or whatever. And for some reason, I'm able to keep doing that. But other things, and I hate working out. I mean, I really hate working out. Anyway, I've gone on and on, but I wanted to talk about that topic tonight. So you guys, we'll check back in and see how that works after maybe a week. We'll see if I actually get anything accomplished, but I think I will. So you guys, if you want to subscribe to my YouTube channel and see all my lip syncing issues that I'm still working on, you can go to YouTube and look for Geeky Gay TV. It's all one word. You can contact me at, you can Google Plus me, Adam Burns or Geeky Gay, either one of those. And you can email me at contact@geekygay.com, or, well, I'm just going to use that for now. So anyway, I will talk to you guys tomorrow, and I'll try not to procrastinate. Bye, everybody.